This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. The Denver Teachers Union and Denver Public Schools have reached a tentative agreement in their negotiations over a three-year contract. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The agreement caps elementary class sizes at 30. Right now, they're set at 35 students. Class sizes were last changed in 1994. Denver teachers will get a $1,000 a year cost of living raise for the next 3 years, not as big as the union had hoped. In addition, teachers will get a nearly 3% raise based on experience and education. Starting salary will be almost $58,000. The agreement still needs to be ratified by the union and the Denver School Board. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
An owner of a Penrose funeral home who improperly stored 190 bodies has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. John Hulford's Friday sentence was for nearly $900,000 in COVID aid fraud. Hulford pleaded guilty to using that aid to fund a lavish lifestyle for himself and his wife. This as dead bodies remain stacked in the Return to Nature funeral home for years. Hulford also faces sentencing in August in a state case involving dozens of charges of corpse abuse. Much of the Western Slope and High Country are now under fire restrictions. Here's CPR's Stina Sieg.
Affected areas include unincorporated private lands in Eagle, Garfield, Mesa, Pitkin, and Summit counties. They join the sprawling White River National Forest and Bureau of Land Management Upper Colorado River District under Stage 1 fire restrictions. That means no fireworks are allowed and no fires outside of designated areas at campgrounds. Smoking is only allowed in a vehicle, building, or a developed recreation site or area free of vegetation. Fire managers say more stringent fire rules could be put into place this summer due to the hot, dry weather. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Thank you for supporting and listening to CPR News. Find more at cpr.org.